The petition for a writ of certiorari is denied. Justice Jackson, with whom Justice Sotomayor joins, dissenting from the denial of certiorari. This is a capital case involving a violation of Brady v. Maryland, 1963. There is no dispute that during the capital trial of petitioner Davil Chin, the state suppressed exculpatory evidence indicating that the state's key witness, Marvin Washington, had an intellectual disability that may have affected Washington's ability to remember, perceive fact from fiction, and testify accurately. When affirming on direct appeal, the Ohio Supreme Court said, if the jury accepted Washington's testimony, the jury was certain to convict Chin. But if the jury did not believe Washington, it was certain to acquit Chin of all charges. Similarly, the Ohio Court of Appeals said that Washington was the key and main witness against Chin. Yet, when confronted during state post-conviction proceedings with the state's suppression of evidence that would have substantially impeached this key witness, the Ohio courts suddenly concluded that evidence was not material enough to have affected the trial. I write to emphasize the relatively low burden, that is, materiality, for purposes of Brady and Strickland v. Washington, 1984. To prove prejudice under both Brady and Strickland, a defendant must show a reasonable probability of a different outcome. We have repeatedly said that the reasonable probability standard is not the same as the more likely than not or preponderance of the evidence standard. It is a qualitatively lesser standard. In fact, it is contrary to our precedent to equate the reasonable probability materiality standard with the more likely than not standard. The Sixth Circuit did not appropriately apply the materiality standard, although the Sixth Circuit purported to recognize that the two standards were different, it simultaneously claimed that reasonable probability for Brady's purposes is effectively the same as a more probable than not standard. It further said that the Brady question now before the court was whether it is more probable than not that the withheld evidence would have created a different result. That reasoning violated the spirit, if not the letter, of our many cases holding that the two standards are not the same and that reasonable probability is a lower standard. Indeed, it is unclear why Strickland would have spent the time it did considering but rejecting the more likely than not standard in favor of the reasonable probability standard for prejudice, if courts could treat them as effectively the same. Because Chin's life is on the line, and given the substantial likelihood that the suppressed records would have changed the outcome at trial based on the Ohio court's own representations, I would summarily reverse to ensure that the Sixth Circuit conducts its materiality analysis under the proper standard. We've come to the end of the opinion. Until next episode, thanks for listening to what SCOTUS wrote us.